You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man accused of leading law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase from Washburn County to Bayfield County has been sentenced. 45-year-old Joshua Renison was convicted in July of 2024 in connection to the pursuit, which began in Washburn County, went through Sawyer County, and ended in Bayfield County. He was charged with fleeing an officer and a fifth offense of operating while intoxicated. Renison is also facing charges for operating while intoxicated and felony bail jumping in La Crosse and Pierce counties. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley visited Ashland last week to highlight the education investments in Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget. Superintendent Underley says she's hoping to increase the reimbursement rate for special education amid massive proposed cuts to federal funding. She's also proposing the restoration of inflation-indexed revenue limits as districts continue asking voters for help with operational referendums. Rural school districts that rely on state and federal funding would face the most challenges. Energy officials are warning that tariffs levied by the Trump administration may make it too expensive for companies to continue pursuing solar energy projects. A vast majority of solar manufacturing equipment originates from China, which faces a 145% tariff. According to a WPR report, a Public Service Commission spokesperson says the increased prices for materials could lead developers to decide their projects are economically unfeasible. A number of large-scale solar energy projects are currently in development in western Wisconsin. A Rice Lake man is facing up to 40 years in prison after being arrested on drug charges last week. According to the criminal complaint, 50-year-old Robert Lewandowski was accused of possessing about 67 grams of methamphetamine following a routine traffic stop on April 28th. The following day, he was charged with possession with intent to deliver in Barron County Circuit Court. Law enforcement authorities say Lewandowski was pulled over for having a broken stop lamp on his car, and a canine unit alerted them to the alleged presence of narcotics. Wisconsin conservation groups are expressing concerns over a proposed change by the Trump administration to the definition of harm under the Endangered Species Act. The proposed change would lead to habitat destruction no longer qualifying as harm to an endangered species, as it does not result in the direct loss of the endangered animals. Conservation groups say habitat destruction is one of the biggest stressors for endangered species and would make it harder to protect listed species like the northern long-eared bat or whooping crane. State Republicans are circulating a number of proposed bills aimed at helping search and rescue dogs and their handlers. The package of bills would give search and rescue dogs the same classification and accommodations as other public service animals, including prohibiting them from being turned away at hotels and making it a felony to frighten, harass, or abuse them. Another would offer their handlers sales tax exemptions for purchasing equipment needed to aid in search and rescue operations, like GPS collars and other safety gear. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald has announced his intent to retire from his position next month. In an email on Monday, Sheriff Fitzgerald announced he had informed Governor Tony Evers that he plans to retire on June 1st to pursue another opportunity with Mosaic Technologies. Sheriff Fitzgerald also noted that he believes the Barron County Sheriff's Department is in a great spot and there should be a smooth transition for whoever takes over the role. The appointment process to fill his position should open early this week. Two roofers in the Duluth area were released soon after being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement while working on a job on Thursday. According to company officials, the two workers were taken from a job site in the Duluth Heights neighborhood and were released about 45 minutes later. One of the workers is a U.S. citizen and the other had documentation papers with them. Outlast construction owner Nicole Willoughby says the company reviews the documentation of all workers to ensure they are legally allowed to work. Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials say the state will lose $8 million in funding for mental health services in schools over the next 5 years. On Thursday, the Trump administration announced it was canceling $1 billion of mental health grant funding for schools across the country, claiming they violate civil rights law. Wisconsin was set to receive $10 million of that grant funding. Department of Public Instruction officials believe they will still have access to the first $2 million allocated for this year. The deadline for Wisconsin residents to get their real ID before hopping on a domestic flight is rapidly approaching. Starting Wednesday, any resident who is planning a domestic flight or plans to visit a military base or other federal building will need to have a real ID or other TSA-approved documents to do so. Department of Transportation officials say as of Friday, over 65% of Wisconsin residents had already gotten their real ID. If you don't have a real ID yet, a list of documents needed at your local DMV office can be found online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a three-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelich's homer, and, you know, obviously the Hoskins two hits with a big double there, but Bowers' bunt hit made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone. He threw strikes. That was it. He attacked the zone with all three pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did, and Anderson facing the meat of the order in the eighth. That's kind of his first chance doing that, and I thought Pyamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time, and happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The two teams wrap up their three-game series tomorrow afternoon. 1 week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in 2 upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have 1 foot in 2 huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word of the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the role. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names, according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number 2 this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its fifth week. The top five was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which expose Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind, very light out of the northwest at around 5. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. May catch a sprinkle or two in the afternoon, with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.